Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, Numbers 1186 to 1235. M.R. Number 1221. Counsel to Sow Seeds of Faith, Not Seeds of Skepticism. Written May 31, 1887, from Vohwinkel, Prussia, to Dear Brother Oyen. I learn that Cecilia has decided to go to Battle Creek and connect with you in the work. I had written you something in this point some months ago, which I will send you now. I am distressed to learn of this matter. I know God is not in this. I have been laboring for months to break up this ensnaring wile of Satan, this undue attachment between married men and young girls, and I see more and more the power of the enemy to weaken moral power and lead on, almost unconsciously at first, until the barriers are broken down. I cannot sanction this arrangement. I cannot see that God is in it. Now, my brother, Cecilia has not moral strength to withstand an atmosphere of skepticism. The seeds of doubt have already been planted in her soul, and I consider her upon the very verge of ruin. Your wife has not faith. She has cherished unbelief and questioning. If the husbandman sows corn, he reaps corn. If he sows thistles and weeds, he shall reap thistles and weeds. If we sow the corruptible, we shall reap the corruptible. And if we sow the imperishable, we shall reap the imperishable. The seed sown produces the harvest. The Lord would have us constantly sowing good seed, and not constantly be seeking some peg upon which we can hang a doubt. Yielding the soul to the darkness of skepticism and unbelief will produce for us a harvest of unbelief to reap, and the power to exercise faith becomes weaker and weaker. We have a heaven to gain, my brother. You have not at all times sown the seeds of faith, and the enemy will make most determined efforts to overcome you, but do not yield to his temptations. The Lord has a work for you to do. Be holy on the Lord's side, and have no association with those who would entangle your soul in doubts and questionings, because you are weak in this direction, and need to fight constantly the fight of faith. War the good warfare, lay hold on eternal life. Press through difficulties to the mark of the prize. May the Lord help you and strengthen you, is my prayer. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., October 2, 1986. Entire letter.